Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to all our the folks that tune in to our Ask the Archangels, and also welcome to all the new folks who are tuning in. This is, of course, this session is called Ask the Archangels, November the 5th, 2019. Now, the archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group. They would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. This, of course, will assist the archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to us this evening and feel that it is of importance to the entire group. Remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1, and that will put you in the queue and line you up first come, first serve. And by the way, of course, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come this evening to be with you as a Lord of Light and also as the overseer of all realms of form in this ascension process. This evening, I would like to discuss with you the relevance of these times of transformation and ascension. In the past few sessions, Archangel Michael has been discussing with you the variances in dimensional frequencies and the differences between third, fourth, and fifth dimension. So I would like to begin with a little history of what has been happening to Earth and humanity in the last several years of your time. These times of change are so significant to each and every one of you. They are significant for the ascension process of the collective consciousness of all humans presently on Earth and all souls who will incarnate in the next several time sectors. They are also very significant to the Earth itself. Not only are you raising you, are you transcending the denser dimensions and states of consciousness, but you are part of a massive collective of all humanity that is raising planet Earth to its original state as a Christed planet. Now, all of this began, as some of you will remember, at the event that you call the Harmonic Convergence. This was a hallmark where the shift in consciousness, the shift from third dimension into different frequency ranges and into different states of consciousness. This was the beginning, and many of you were present then and have searched repeatedly in ways in which you could improve your consciousness. You could improve you and be more of that example of a Christed being, of light. You have traveled far. Another significant event was the 12-12-12 event, where time shifted and the collective consciousness of humanity was pushed into that fourth dimension, where you realized that you had choice in every creation that you created. That if you miscreated or you created in ways in which was not in your highest good, that you could change your mind and change the creation itself and manifest a different state of consciousness and a different experience of the world itself. This was a very significant time. Now, we have moved through this shift that you have named the shift in consciousness, from the time of the harmonic convergence through 12-12-12, and now you are continually shifting, but now you have named it something different, so that it reflects more of who you are at a soul level as a Christed being. And you are calling it the time of transformation or the ascension process. This continues. We have supported you through it all. We have begun to teach you. The Lords of Light are transmitting various sequences of light energy from the cosmic realms emanating from the source of all that is. So these are very significant times where not only are you in fourth dimension, but you are entering into that fifth dimensional realm, which is a totally different energetic system, where time becomes circular, where continuous opportunities for creation move you forward into that fifth dimension, and some of you even into sixth or seventh dimensions, where you realize, you begin to realize who you are. Some of those memory codes that had been hidden from you as you navigated through the third dimension and the fourth dimension are now opening, and you are starting to remember the beauty of who you are. You are starting to open that beautiful heart of yours, the heart chakra, and have value and love for self as well as others. You are taking on more and more light. And as you do that, you are transforming the physical form into a more light-filled vehicle that can be expressed in multiple ways as you navigate your earthly experience. Now, all of this has taken place over several years of your time sequence. It is important now that you begin to remember and recall how far you have come that brought you to where you are now, how you have changed significantly, and how you have used these more refined frequencies of light as they are transmitted into the earthly realm, into earth, and into you. The electromagnetic field has changed tremendously over the years, and it better represents that more refined you. So I ask you this evening to recall the changes that you have made And especially in this last year. This last year was a hallmark year in which you were called upon to make many changes in your life. You were called upon to receive significant downloads of energetic and holographic forms of energy. You were called upon to navigate Earth as you embody these energies. You are being called upon to recognize these holographic imprints because they are massive and they continue. They are the gift that gives forever as you are in a human form. Because as you accept pieces and parts, more is given. And it is dependent on you individually as you progress. It never ends, beloveds. And it goes on even after you have dropped the body. These holographic imprints are significant hallmarks of your transformation and ascension process. So we ask you this evening to be cognizant, to recognize and pay attention when you feel the shifts in the energetic field as these magnificent light frequencies are continually downloaded. Concepts follow those imprints, those light imprints. Concepts are taught by many teachers of light that are now, that walk amongst you now. They are taught in various ways, and every individual receives them according to their unique divine imprint as they were created by the source of their being at the very beginning. So this evening, we would like to have a discussion with you about these things, about the changes that you have noticed in humanity, in the way that humans as a collective operate, in the ways in which you have made significant changes, and how you recognize that those changes benefit not only you, but they benefit the whole of all humans embodied at this time. Not only that, they set the template for these new children coming in, who come in a much different state of consciousness than you did. You make it easier for them to navigate in their unique, beautiful expression. So we would like to discuss these things with you this evening. And by all means, I am here to take any questions regarding this discussion this evening.
Now, please remember, if you'd like to get in and chat, we will be available. And you hit star 6 and 1, and you will be put into the queue. And then we'll be able to chat and have a wonderful discussion.
So who would like to begin?
There we go. Your first on with Archangel Metatron. Hello.
Hello, Metatron.
Yes.
Hello, thank you. Yes, I was part of Northern California with the fires, and what I did notice when we were evacuating in the middle of the night, when the traffic on the highway was flowing, I noticed in that moment a state of grace of the people that's with me and the people around me. And even though it was, the idea that we're all leaving and evacuated, I sensed this state of grace as we were flowing on the highway. And I just wanted to share that. I was surprised by it, and I'm very pleased by that.
Yeah, so you can see how you've changed energetically as well as conceptually.
Yeah.
How you see this is a clearing, but it is also a stimulation of states of consciousness and passion for life. But in a positive form, not being fearful of your survival.
Right.
So congratulations for recognizing that you were in a state of grace and that your consciousness had been altered.
Wow. I felt the people around me too, the other cars. We were all flowing in that thing. It was like a slow motion flow.
Mm. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Beautiful for you recognizing that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I felt I needed to share that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, it's every bit as important to notice what is right with you. What is your state of consciousness in the moment? What are the choices that you make? Because there are many choices you can make in any given moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another caller. Caller, you're next up with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hello, Lord Metatron. This is Rinke.
Yes.
When you were speaking, I felt in my heart and it was very moving. And it was nice to feel that, what you say, it's time to open your heart more. And I was feeling that when you spoke.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, as I speak, I am transmitting some of these energetic, these light frequencies that I have been speaking about. So it's not just about the concepts or the answers that I give to you from your questions, but it is a transmission of light frequency. So thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. There you are. Huh?
Hi, this is Jane in Montana.
Hello, Jane.
You've really given me something to think about as I look back over the past 6 or 7 months. I have to notice the massive changes I've made in my life that I think I never would have considered before this time. But there was just sort of the energy and the compulsion to do it and to do it without worry or concern, just sort of an unquestioning faith in it. So I moved from one state to another. I left behind, you know, people and activities I loved and started up anew here, and it all just feels so right and so happy, and there's just, it's profound enough that it's hard to find the words to say what it is other than the word flow works well for me too, that I've stepped into a flow that's just You know, it's like the saying, spontaneity knows its own order. Well, that kind of response in spontaneity is showing me my own order in a way that's closer to the truth of me than ever before.
Exactly. Beautifully said.
Thank you.
So you can see how important it is to recognize and discover the beauty of who you are. You know, there is a season for everything. And this is a beautiful season for humanity's life experience. So recognize it and embrace it. And I think you are doing just that.
It just feels wonderful.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Lord Metatron.
Good evening, Lord Metatron. This is Mari.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to say I was just wanting a little bit of clarity. I heard you say when these holographic imprints are coming down, they're followed by concepts. When I can definitely feel the change of receiving them very intensely over the last, say, 8 months personally. It's
yes.
as though I wake up during the night or whether it be during the day, and I can actually feel them and that I'm embodying them. And they always seem to come with some kind of shift for me or some new knowledge or maybe something that I need to adjust. So would that be like a concept?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because these holographic downloads are energetic. They are not, they don't speak to your rational mind. So they stimulate within you either a remembrance or a question. I feel the difference in the energetic shift that has been made. How does that apply to me? Or maybe you will ask, have a question in your mind. Does this mean this? Or whatever the question might be, and the answer immediately comes. That's where the
yes.
concept, it becomes more, has more form to it.
Mm.
So that you can apply it individually in your life in some way. The rational mind is satisfied and doesn't interfere then with receiving more and more of these holographic transmissions, followed by what they encompass and how that applies to you.
I see. And you said that it just keeps growing and growing, so the more we are willing to receive and hold and embody, I'm always happy to receive them, even if sometimes they are a bit uncomfortable. So the more we can do that, the more we can take in and embody.
Correct. That's a very good point. You have to, sometimes there is discomfort because there are changes
mm-hmm.
you're called upon to make. But it's in your willingness to receive that things expand and you are able then to apply it or change something in your life that is to your benefit. And that uncomfortableness is short-lived because
right.
of your willingness.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I appreciate your clarification, and it was wonderful information.
Thank you for your question.
Hello, you're next up with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Yes, hi there. My name is Judith. I'm calling in from Germany, and it's quite funny because I got literally woken up 10 minutes ago by the stars and felt like getting up and joining the call, which I usually listen to the day after or the week after when it's online. So thank you for bringing me in this curious way. I didn't listen to the introduction, but I understand that you've been talking about holding or gravitating into a space where we're holding a quite a high level of consciousness and becoming aware of certain patterns and embracing them as the energetic flow comes through. I've been, if you will, embracing that state for quite a while and then felt guided to enter the world of politics, which is about as dense as you can get. And I do notice that it's there's a certain grace in holding that high consciousness in such places. It has its challenges and rewards. But I'm finding myself navigating that very fine line between staying interested and then almost abandoning myself to the flow. And that's where I struggle because I feel on a certain human level of sadness about what's going on. But then I need to transcend that and stay involved and stay interested to be authentic. And then there's that jet stream that almost wants to, that it feels so good and I want to almost abandon myself and flow with it and drift away into it and abandon the human part of myself. So can you have some insights how to navigate that fine line a little bit better?
Yes. First of all, it is not that you're called forth to abandon getting yourself into that wonderful stream of consciousness where you abandon your body, because you need your vehicle, you need your body
yes.
in this life, because you're not only changing you and your soul's progression, but you are changing the earth itself, Mother Earth. You are changing the collective consciousness of humanity, and how better to do that into being involved in the laws that are made or in public venues. Just your presence in those venues makes a difference because of the level of light that you hold, that you emanate without even thinking about. It's part of,
yeah.
of your auric field. Now, that said, you have to honor a time where you allow yourself not to leave your body, but to flow into that very refined trail of dimensional sequences that have no limit, no time or space constrictions. And you can do that in your private time. Either take some time early in the morning before you start your day or the last thing in the evening, and then ask your angels or your guides to take you into those refined realms in the sleep state and allow your soul to be nurtured. And that will carry you through as you travel in that beautiful realm, bring you back into the present moment in the morning when you awaken. And so you are then honoring both states. You remain in your body, but you allow your consciousness to navigate into those very refined realms. And that way you honor the whole of who you are.
Thank you. That sounds like a very good idea. I've been very good in my practices and meditations, but maybe I need to update a little bit and follow your guidance. Thank you. I usually have that when I go into the garden and I work with Mother Earth and, you know, shift the compost, or, you know, do something very, very practical in that regard. But
yes.
Focusing on the sleep state in the way you described it sounds like a good idea. Thank you.
The other thing I might want to suggest to you is when you go into your garden where you can transcend the day-to-day life that you lead and get into that flow through Mother Earth, that you drop an anchoring cord into Mother Earth so that you stay very much in your body and into the physical world, but you allow your consciousness to move into those more refined states.
Mm-hmm.
I think you
yes,
will find that
you
more satisfying so that you can always, through that grounding cord, you always come back to the present.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are having to navigate time and space.
Yes, thank you. I understand. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Thank you. Hi, Metatron. Hello, it's Jenna. I'm working with what Mari was just saying about the holographic imprint and sort of the nature of that and the interface into form with concept. As I'm coming out of my dream state now, I'm feeling very, and receiving these different images and so on. They're almost like pearls, creating a string of pearls. From the harmonic convergence in August, I believe in 87, where I had what was called an NDE at that point, a near-death experience, which was quite profound and pivoted the way that I lived on the planet after that. 12-12, the anchoring and the realization of really a form of Christed energy on the planet, embodied, you know, which was very profound. And working with the chakras in that unifying way, everything has just flowed along in a stream of awakening. And I'd like if you would speak a little bit about the imprints themselves being offered to us and how we receive them. Of course, we each do it uniquely, but is it an alignment that we're actually, that's already a construct that exists, that we're attuning and aligning with, that we're becoming consciously aware of to apply in our day-to-day life? Or are we actually uniquely, each of us, creating, or is it a mix of those things?
It is a mix. You are creating the opportunities that you then embody. But that said, you have to be open to receive these holographic imprints or these holographic transmissions. So everyone receives those differently. Some receive it through the heart center or the sacred heart center, which is different. The heart center relates to you as that individual in a body, and the sacred heart is a massive consciousness of your soul. So some people receive it through their heart. Others receive it through their crown, and it comes down the center channel of your body and impregnates all of the first seven chakras. with those transmissions. Usually, as they come through the cosmic realms, the creative realms of Source, they come through in a massive holographic transmission, which cannot be received all at one time. But very gently, as you use these imprints or these transmissions, more is added. So it's continually giving and stimulating your consciousness. So it is about receiving in the way that you receive. It is about being your willingness to then use them, apply them in your life. And that's what creates the change. Does that answer your question? Or is there
yes.
more that you would like?
yes, of course, more. As I'm listening to you speak and receiving the transmissions from you, I'm seeing our soul wisdom, that opening of communication channel, that our soul wisdom is coming through very much. People are speaking about a flow. I'm seeing it like a fractality.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
The other part of that is that at the point that your soul was created, there was a divine intention as the source of who you are when you were created. And there was a special trajectory that soul was designed to take in various life expressions in form, whether it be on planet Earth or other planets. So that is what makes you so uniquely a divine expression of the source of all that is.
And so simply our free will, desire, passion, to be open to receive and conceive our Christed nature allows each and every point of that trajectory to interface and manifest. Is that
correct? Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no one that is better or less than. Every individual, every divine individual has a purpose, and no other being can serve that purpose. That is you. It is for you to bring that into form, however that is. And this is where the creativity is limitless.
And the feeling of that is so profoundly beautiful. I mean, the beauty and the grace. The other lady spoke about that state of grace. It's everywhere, right? And it's
yes, absolutely.
Lovely. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Lord Metatron.
Yes. Hello, Lord Metatron.
Hello.
I'd like to ask or have clarification on the waves of energy coming down. I have for almost a year now, or maybe longer, been aware of a constant, I assume, download, buzz that is very high in that I hear at times. I'm assuming that it's going constantly, and just sometimes I tune into it. At first, when I started receiving it, I was concerned because I didn't understand if I was translating it correctly. But I have learned as time goes on that when I need the information, when I need to understand the experience, either to share with my clients or to share in my own life, that it comes forth much like this beautiful state of grace everyone is talking about. It is nothing that I have to wrestle with or try to figure out. I just open my mouth or I just act, and there is a flowness that's there. And I guess I just wanted validation as to if this constant buzz that I'm hearing is my picking up or receiving those constant holographic downloads.
Correct. You are absolutely correct. Okay. And it's in that open heart that you have and the reception, the continual receiving, because they are, as I have spoken of before, they are not all downloaded at one time. It's a constant flow of energy that now is with you and will be with you forever.
Wow.
And there is no need to worry about understanding or how it is applied. In the proper moment, you will know. And you will use it, you will either speak it, you will know it, or you will make a choice that relates to that energy. So this takes, when you understand this, which I know that you do, takes the struggle out. Oh, I have to learn this. I have to know all of these things. At that soul level, you do know them. It has never left you. It's the body consciousness that has restricted that flow. But that, too, has changed because the body consciousness has been trained to follow your consciousness. So that consciousness is constantly expanded with these holographic projections.
Oh, wow.
So it takes that struggle about studying, because all that does is satisfy your rational mind and put you into that ego state. I have to learn this. I have to know this. And oh my gosh, what happens if I can't remember it? Well, the reason you can't remember that is because in that present moment, you don't need it. So why clutter up that rational mind?
Yeah.
So in the moment, you have all that you need. And it takes the struggle out of this transformative process that you are in. And yes, sometimes it will be uncomfortable because you realize that you have to make some changes or some alterations. But that too is relieved when you don't judge yourself because you need to make a change.
Yes. Thank you.
You are very welcome. That was a beautiful question.
Lord Metatron, may I just make one more comment about, I would just like to show my appreciation for the lady who is speaking in Germany who said she was drawn to politics and with her light and knowledge and understanding. That I realize there are people in politics who must have that, but it is so beautiful to hear one on this call. I'm just very grateful for that.
Yes, I am glad you spoke of that, because there are many beautiful light beings now entering into positions of power to bring about more direct change in the physical. And it is not an easy road, as you well know.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Yes, hello. You're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hello. This is Nancy, and I spend a lot of my time daily being thankful and grateful for the protection that I receive from my home, my car, my trees, just everything in general. And then I just noticed that I've been gifted another protector at my local Costco. He makes sure that he comes to help me load my car, and it's just ever so gracious, and I really appreciate these things, and I acknowledge it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. When you are in states of gratitude for what you have received, it opens you for more abundance on every level. Very good point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hello. I've got a question about the holographic imprints and sort of the downloads associated with that, and I wonder if they're connected at all to what read about solar winds, about the openings in the sun that send out this energy that's often facing the earth and having some effect. Does that make you sense?
Yes, but they are much more than that, because these holographic projections come directly from the source of all that is. Now, the sun draws its energy from another source that you call the central sun, and that's where the Christed imprints or the Christ consciousness is drawn from, and those then emanations and projections from the sun get transmitted to the earth and to humans that are by design divine beings who navigate realms of Christ consciousness and change and alter the frequency range through the dimensions of those embodied and the earth itself. Those projections from your sun alters the electromagnetic field, not just of the earth, but of the human themselves. keep in mind the creative force in a human is brought through the mental emotional body. Thoughts are electric and emotions are magnetic. So when you, it allows you to operate in that higher mind, a more refined state of thought, and then follow that with an emotion of passion and joy of life.
Well, that was a great connection of all of those things into a common direction. So thank you very much for that.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm.
I think it brings it more into a reality that people can receive.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next up with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hi, this is Matt from Tennessee.
Yeah, Matt.
You've already addressed this in part, but is there something we can do to facilitate absorbing these energies and incorporating them better than just kind of being passive about it?
It's not a state of being passive. It's being in a state of receptiveness and anticipation of what can be created in the now. Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Passive has no emotional connection, no thought for how to apply it in the life. But when you are in a state of receptiveness and anticipation, that changes the energetics completely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question.
Hello, you're next up with Lord Metatron. Hello? Hello, hello?
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Just to kind of piggyback on what the gentleman just asked, for those of us that are accepting the downloads and still are unclear of our light mission, I was just so energized by the lady that's in politics that is expanding her light throughout in her profession. And I was wondering what you would recommend for us to ensure that those of us that know that there is a mission planned for us, but it hasn't yet materialized, what we should do to align ourselves.
First of all, it's to be willing to be in a period of time where you are being prepared for whatever that is. And it may be more than one thing. You may not be called to be a great teacher or a healer or something like that, but you may be called upon to lead a life of transformation. And in that, in you, that changes directly humanity because you are part of that collective consciousness. So you are adding to that collective consciousness daily by the way in which you lead your life and you allow and you receive. You don't struggle. You just allow and pay attention to how that is affecting your life, how you operate on a day-to-day basis. It may be as simple as being in a more public place, such as a store, and you are being kind to a cashier that you've had to wait for because she was having difficulty or she didn't quite know her job, but you showed a kindness and you said thank you. That could have changed her day tremendously. And you, until you start paying attention to those little events in your day, you will not know that you are this beacon of light that perhaps has just chosen to be that beacon on a day-to-day basis, to be the energy that you are receiving. Or you are just waiting for the time or the season that you are being prepared for to come into a more public venue where you make more public changes. One is not better than another. They are both of extreme importance for changing the earth and changing the direction of human creation.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, caller. You're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello?
Hello. I wonder if you've noticed a shift in the questions that are brought to you in these sessions over time, say over the past year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure you have noticed that also. Because very gradually you have been receiving over the last 3 years these holographic projections. And your consciousness is very slowly evolving to where the neurology in your body has shifted, to where the complexity of thought that emanates from the source of your being is understood and applied. And that makes possible such conversations that we have had this evening. And you are all to be commended for the shift and the changes in the direction of this offering that we offer to you each month to interact with us individually as well as collectively. So we thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, beloveds, this has been a beautiful discussion. And all that of you that participated added to what we came here to give you this evening. It is in times like this that an expansive expression is created by you into the collective consciousness of all humanity and into the earth itself. all of the inner earth communities, thank you. All of the elemental communities, thank you. So we are delighted at the course of direction that you have chosen to take in these sessions. And we will continue to be with you in whatever way that we can be of assistance. So with that, beloveds, we will close this beautiful session this evening. And we thank you all for participating. Blessings, dear ones.